Good morning.
Peace be with you.
Thank you.
Ready or not, here I come. Those are the words that children hear right before it's time for the seeker to find those who are hidden in the great game of hide and seek. Ready or not, here I come usually has them scattering to find that last place to be hidden. Always loved playing hide and seek with my godchildren, Ashton and Sarah, because they both approached it very differently. Ashton, one time when I said, ready or not, here I come, he couldn't find a place to hide, so he just stood against the wall and he closed his eyes. So I walked through the laundry room and I saw him. I pretend I didn't see him, and I began to search for Sarah. Now, Sarah is different because she wants to be found, so as soon as I start seeking, you will hear, I'm over here. I'm over here. So once I found Sarah, and I said, where's Ashton? I have no idea where he is. And I walked past him, he opened his eyes, he says, I'm right here. And I said, Ashton, I didn't see you. He says, you know why you didn't see me? I said, no. He said, because I had my eyes closed. Ready or not, here I come, was what my professor in the seminary used to say when he would spring a pop quiz on us. Ready, we were not. Ready or not, here they come, you know, the guests an hour and a half early, while you're still in your sweatpants and you're vacuuming the carpet, I guess they want to come and see you in your natural habitat. Ready or not, here he comes. That's the gospel today. That's the proclamation that John makes to all of us. Prepare the way of the Lord. Make straight a path. Because ready or not, here he comes. And there's many ways for us to be ready and not to be ready. And those are what we are called to evaluate in making that straight path. Now, I think that Sarah and Ashton give us two ways that we respond even to the coming of Christ into our lives for the first time or each and every season as we prepare for his birth. There's many who are like Sarah who want to be found. As soon as they hear those words, here I come. And that is likened to Mary, our mother, the mother of God. That's how Mary was. She was ready when the angel came to her and proclaimed that she would become the mother of the Son of God. And she said, I am the handmaiden of the Lord. And then we have Joseph, who was not ready for that proclamation when it came to him. He much rather have been like Ashton and kind of closed his eyes and disappeared. But let us not confuse this. St. Joseph, remember, as he said he wanted to quietly divorce Mary, his wife, it wasn't because he didn't believe that she was with child, the Son of God. He was afraid that he wasn't worthy to be a part of that preparation. And what did he do? He closed his eyes and went to sleep, and the angel came to him. He said, Joseph, be not afraid to take Mary into your home as your wife. So you have those who find themselves on the high mountain that John speaks of. And even though the praise of God is there, there's a need of humility to lower that mountain to a reality. Of receiving Christ into our lives is far different. And that humility will bring us joy. And then there's those who find themselves in the depths of the valleys like Joseph, afraid. Afraid of what God is perhaps going to ask them to do next. And that comes to us in many different ways, does it not? When we lose a loved one, or God challenges us with our health, we rather close our eyes and ask him to pass us by. But instead, he comes to us and he says, be not afraid. So Joseph needed to raise up those valleys into hope so that he could have the patience to assist Mary. For ready or not, for Mary and Joseph, ready or not for the whole world, here he comes. So what should be our mission in this second Sunday of Advent when we listen to the gospel. I think we need to look to Mary and Joseph and evaluate where we stand at this point in our preparation to receive the Christ child, to receive and participate in his life. Paul gives us a perfect way to do that in the prayer that he speaks today in our second reading. He begins off by saying, "Greetings to all of you in my love and joy. And here's my prayer for you, that your love will continue to grow and your knowledge so that you can what? Properly discern what is of value so that you may be pure and holy in the sight of God." That's what we need to do. Discern what is of value in the world around us. And discern it in a way that we can be humbled or be lifted up in hope to prepare that straight path for the Lord. Sometimes it's easy, isn't it? When life is good and God is blessing us and we're on that mountain and we can say, "I have no question that He is in our presence." It's in those times we need to use humility to receive Him fully. And in the times when we feel vulnerable, not only vulnerable, but maybe even unworthy, we need to raise ourselves up in hope so that we can hear His message for us and for all of the world. So when you prepare to receive our Lord Jesus in the Holy Eucharist, ready or not, here He comes in the bread of life for us today. Remember that in humility, He brings us the joy of being present to us as we consume Him in the Eucharist. He allows Himself to be humiliated on the cross as the Lamb of the sacrifice, only to be raised up so that He can show us the hope of those who partake of this meal. And so when you receive Him today, ask Him for that gift, that you may continue to grow in love and knowledge, so that you may discern what the value of things are in your life. And then in that discernment, be able to straighten the path that allows you to know purity and holiness in His presence. And I promise I will do the same.